For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is the Cats Recap Show, presented by Verizon, the network America relies on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Coming up, the three stars of the game, a look back at tonight's game, and a preview of the Cats' next game.
Kachuk out at the right point covering. 15 seconds in regulation. Kachuk, Reinhardt near circle. Reinhardt in the circle. Shot, and it's blown off by Anderson. Barkov right circle. Down to the goal line. Kachuk in front of shot. He scores! He scores! He scores! Matthew Kachuk, a power play goal! It's 4-3 Panthers with 4.3 seconds to go in regulation time. The Panthers take a 4-3 lead in the waning seconds. A power play goal for Matthew Kachuk. And the Panthers are 4.3 seconds away from an Eastern Conference championship and a trip to the Stanley Cup final. Can you believe it? When the chips are down, when the stakes are the highest, it's number 19 in red coming through.
Cats Recap Show begins now. Kevin Rogers and Doug Plagans with you. Matthew freaking Kachuk. Game-winning goal in Game 1. Game-winning goal in Game 2, both in overtime. Tonight, didn't make it quite to overtime, but he scores a goal in the final seconds of regulation. 4-3 win for the Panthers over the game. Carolina Hurricanes. Panthers pull off their first ever sweep in the playoffs as well. And they advance to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 1996. And they will face either the Vegas Golden Knights or Dallas Stars up next. But the Panthers, after being down 3-1 to the Boston Bruins, they come back, win that series. They knock Toronto out in 5. They knock Carolina out in 4. Unbelievable story for this franchise. A year removed from winning the President's Trophy, and now they are in the Stanley Cup Final. As we begin the Cats Recap Show at a very raucous FLA Live Arena with the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Thanks very much, Kevin. Panthers get it done here tonight. The Panthers, a 4-3 win in dramatic fashion. And again, hats off to the Carolina Hurricanes for a hard-fought series. And we can't emphasize that enough. These two teams battled. And I know you look at it on the surface, and for the Panthers, it was a sweep. But every game went down to the wire. And the Panthers, they were just a hair better in each game, and they were able to get these one-goal wins. They've been comfortable in these situations, so comfortable they've been able to take four straight one-goal wins over Carolina and parlay it into a trip to the Stanley Cup Final, an Eastern Conference championship, and some of the most dramatic finishes that you could imagine, especially here in this series. The three stars of the game, no surprise here, all members of the Panthers. Ryan Lomberg, number 3 star tonight. And he scored that big goal, stood as the go-ahead goal for a long time in this game. Ryan Lomberg with that big one back in the second period. That 3-2 lead held up for a long time. Looked like for a while that was going to be the game-winning goal. But Carolina tied it. Jesper Fast late in the game. Kevin will have the full rundown coming up here for you in a moment. But Ryan Lomberg, not only did he score that big goal tonight, but in typical Ryan Lomberg fashion, he was making plays around the puck all night long. He was getting in hard on the forecheck, doing everything you expect out of Ryan Lomberg. But Ryan Lomberg in tonight's game was kind of thrust into some extra duty. Etu Luostarine, remember, we didn't see him after the second period in this one, and Etu Luostarine was limited to just 7 minutes 32 seconds. He blocked that Brett Pesce shot back in the second period. We didn't see him the rest of the way, so no update on that. We'll get one when we can. He gets the third star, Ryan Lomberg does in this one. Sergei Bobrovsky, 36 saves, another win. He continues his brilliance. He's the second star tonight. Sergei Bobrovsky in the playoffs is now 11-2 in 14 games. The number one star, no surprise, Matthew Kachuk. 2 goals, including the game winner. Played 18 minutes, 48 seconds in tonight's game. Power play goal for the game winner. Four shots on net, second among Panthers in this one. Only for the Panthers did Sam Bennett have more. But for the Panthers, Matthew Tkachuk, two, including the game winner with 4.9 seconds technically. 4.3 seconds were on the clock showing when the puck went in the net. They tack 0.6 back on for the faceoff that ensued. But either way, inside 5 seconds to play, Matthew Tkachuk had the eventual game-winning goal in this one, and it was his ninth of the playoffs, and he continues his just unbelievable individual playoff run that has really helped propel this team playoff run. 3 games in the series in which Matthew Tkachuk had the game-winning goal. One was in regulation, and two, games one and two, were in overtime. This may as well have been an overtime winner because I don't think anything was going to happen after that one was scored with inside 5 seconds to play. So Matthew Tkachuk takes home top star honors. We'll run through a lot of what happened here tonight. We'll have all the highlights, all the stats, and our own Manny Chang is down there somewhere in the middle of the locker room celebration gathering some post-game sounds. So we'll try and bring you inside the dressing room the best that we can as Manny's down there right now. He'll get in those media scrums, and he'll get some happy Florida Panthers, I'd imagine, he's going to be chatting with down there, and that all the media are going to be chatting with. So we'll have that coming over the air for you here at some point during the Cats Recap Show, probably coming up in our third segment after Kevin walks us through everything that took place tonight, coming up straight ahead. Now, as far as what comes after this, well, Panthers fans driving home, I think I speak for all of you right now when I say maybe we all become Dallas Stars fans here for a little bit, because at the very least, and I'm not saying, I'm never one to pick the matchups or say, oh, which team would I rather face? I'm done playing that game. I don't play that game. And you know what? I always tell everybody, I'll take any matchup. You know why? Because that means you're in the matchup. That means you're there. I'll take any matchup. But Vegas has a 3-0 lead in that series. So at this point, the Panthers know their ticket's punched. That Western Conference final game is going to be tomorrow, game four. So if Dallas could at least get one or two out of this, just extend that thing, it could play in the Panthers' favor if that series could just get extended as much as possible and maybe get the Panthers a chance to get an edge in the rest department, maybe build up some wear and tear on whoever comes out of that Western Conference side. So I know all eyes are going to be over on the Western Conference. And again, both teams over there are very good teams. There's no doubt about it. You can't fake your way into the conference final. But right now, Vegas has a commanding series lead. So that's where I'd say, as Panthers fans, I think you all just want to hope at very least. Hope that Dallas at least wins a game or two, at very least, to extend that series out a few days. Get your Florida Panthers a chance to catch a breather here, because ultimately they are going to have to go onto the road to start that Stanley Cup final series, whether it's in Vegas or in Dallas. They are going to be going on the road to start that series. So, again, just I think it would benefit the Panthers if the Dallas Stars at very least could pick up a win or two over in that Western Conference final series. 4-3, the Panthers get it done tonight. Regulation, they punch a ticket to the Stanley Cup final. As for things on this end, folks, a couple of things to get to before we hand it to the break. And again, we will have a full rundown of everything that took place tonight coming up. And then we'll have, of course, some locker room sound, we believe, coming your way. Folks, the Cats have won this one. And when the Cats win, you win. You can go win tomorrow when you wear your Panthers gear to a participating Huey Magoo's location. Buy a 3-tender meal and get one free at Huey Magoo's. And something else of note for you, I know if you're driving home, if you're tuned in tonight to the Cats Recap Show, first of all, we thank you. Second of all, Panthers fans, your Cats have punched their ticket to the Stanley Cup Final. Sign up for pre-sale ticket access now. You'll want to jot this down. If you're driving, voice it into something, just make a mental note. But sign up for pre-sale ticket access now at floridapanthers.com/Stanley Cup. Remember that. That's the trophy the Panthers are playing for now. FloridaPanthers.com/Stanley Cup. Secure your spot to be a part of history as the Cats make their second Stanley Cup final appearance in franchise history. FloridaPanthers.com/Stanley Cup. Get in on the pre-sale ticket access. So that is where you go. As for dates, times, all that info, we don't even have an opponent lined up yet. So we'll get that when we get it. FloridaPanthers.com/playoffcentral. We'll have all that. 4-3, the Panthers get it done in regulation. They punch a ticket to the Stanley Cup Final, and Kevin Rogers walks you through exactly what took place tonight, tells you exactly how it happened. That's straight ahead right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Cats Recap Show continues. Kevin Rogers with you. A victorious edition, a happy edition. Why? Because the Florida Panthers pulled off the four-game sweep of the Carolina Hurricanes. 4-3 victory. Matthew Tkachuk, game-winning goal, third game-winning goal of the series. And the Panthers are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 1996. And the Panthers still an opponent undetermined. The Vegas Golden Knights on the doorstep because they're up 3-0 on Dallas in the West with Game 4 tomorrow. But the Panthers, they took care of their business. They avoided a return to Raleigh, and they picked up four wins over the Carolina Hurricanes by a goal apiece. And if you look back, even back to the Toronto series, the Panthers, amazingly, think about this for a second. The Panthers have played now 8 straight games decided by a goal. That's how close these games have been. And the biggest margin of victory by any team since the Panthers won that Game 5 at Boston, 2 goals. 2 wins by the Panthers. They have 1 loss during the stretch. That was Game 4 against Toronto. Before we get to the recap of the game, first let's pause for station identification across the Florida Panthers radio network. All right, let's take a look back at what unfolded tonight. The Panthers looking to pull off the sweep of the Hurricanes. Panthers off that 1-0 win in Game 3. And the Panthers, with Alexander Barkov back in the lineup tonight, Sergei Bobrovsky again back in net, Frederik Andersen in net for Carolina. And the Panthers, they are undefeated in the postseason when scoring the first goal, and it took them just 41 seconds. The Duke, Anthony Duclair, he would give the Panthers the early lead.
In front for Hagee Barkov, Duclair. Oh, what a save made by Frederik Andersen. Got a piece of it. Duclair, the rebound, and he scores. And Anthony Duclair gets the Panthers on the board. 41 seconds into the game. He picks up the rebound and catches in. Anthony Duclair, Panthers lead 1-0. What a setup in front. What a brilliant save first by Andersen, but it was Duclair there to pick up his own rebound, and he comes up with a huge goal. And the Panthers are in business early in this one.
41 seconds into the first period, third playoff goal for Anthony Duclair, Alexander Barkov, and Carter Verhaeghe with the assist. And the Panthers had the shoot up 1-0. Halfway through the first, the Panthers would get on the power play. And Matthew Tkachuk, you've heard his name throughout the entire series, throughout the entire season. He's a Hart Trophy finalist. And Tkachuk, he would give the Panthers a 2-0 lead.
Going to be Verhaeghe into the near circle. Wrist shot blocked off the end boards. It's going to be picked up by Burns, and he'll play it out the line. Held in Verhaeghe, Forsley, right side Ekblad. Bounces one in front. A shot, they score! And it's Matthew Tkachuk from right out in front of the net. 2-0 Panthers. A power play goal with 9:37 to play here in the opening frame.
10:23 into the first, Matthew Tkachuk, his 8th goal of the postseason, his 3rd of the series, comes in the power play. Aaron Ekblad and Gustav Forsling with the assist, and the Panthers up 2-0. However, a few minutes later, Carolina, who was blanked in Game 3, they would break through and cut the lead in half.
McEachern tries to play one out to the point. Martinook then a long drive. It's loose. Back behind Bobrovsky. Poked at. And they score. Picking up the rebound was Paul Stastny. Got a piece of that one after the long distance point shot. It was Shea who let that shot go from the line. And the puck went off the iron and kind of went at a standstill in the blue paint behind Bobrovsky. And the veteran Stastny able to get there first. It's been a long time since Carolina scored a goal in this series.
Paul Stastny with his 4th of the playoffs, and that would give the Hurricanes their first goal of the night. 13:03 into the first period. Brady Shea and Jordan Martinook with the assist, and 2-1, the Panthers would lead at that point. In the second period, less than 3 minutes in, Teuvo Teravainen, who had been hurt during the first round against the Islanders, he would score his first of the postseason to tie things up at 2 apiece.
Puck played back into the Panthers zone down to left. Mark Stahl kept it away from Drury, and now a foot race down low. Stahl played it around, taken back. The Hurricanes have it to the line. A shot, Shea, and it's blocked out in front. A chance, they score. Teravainen
has tied this game for the Hurricanes.
And that goal by Teravainen, his first of the postseason. Brady Shea and Jesperi Kotkaniemi with the assist there, 2:51 into the second period, and the Panthers and the Hurricanes all tied up at two. Halfway through the second period, though, a turnover by Carolina in their own zone, and Ryan Lomberg on the finishing end to give the Panthers back the lead at 3-2.
Eric Stahl, the near side, Lomberg got around a check, but the puck did bounce away. Lomberg fights to get it back. Backhand feed in close. Eric Stahl, front of the net, Colin White. Lomberg, and he scores! And the Panthers take a 3-2 lead! What a setup in front, and it's Ryan Lomberg there to bury it! The Panthers are back up a goal! Ryan Lomberg makes it 3-2 with 10-11 to play in the second.
And that goal there by Ryan Lomberg, his first of the postseason, 9:49 to the second period. Colin White and Eric Stahl with the assist there, and the Panthers up 3-2. So 3-2 after 2, and the Panthers trying to close things out, but Carolina, they were not going to go away. Jesper Fast able to tie things up with a few minutes remaining.
He'll rip it up the far side. Bennett had it poked away. Chance in front. Shea in a right pad. Save made by Sergei Bobrovsky as he protects this Panthers 3-2 lead. Now it's worked to the near circle. Stastny, that's a Shea shot. It's wide. Another golden opportunity for Brady Shea that time. He just put a wide Marduk in front of shot, and they score, and it's Jesper Fast on the setup in front. And he ties the game at 3 with 3:22 to play in regulation time.
And it seemed like the Panthers were that close to shutting the door on the Hurricanes and avoiding overtime. 16:38 into the third. Jesper Fast, his sixth of the postseason. Jordan Martinook and Jalen Chatfield with the assist to tie things up at 3. However, though, there was not going to be overtime. Spoiler alert. The Panthers were not going to extend this game. Why? Because in the final seconds of regulation, who came to the rescue? Number 19, Matthew Tkachuk. Panthers on the power play, and he would finish off the sweep and the Eastern Conference Championship with his late goal.
Tkachuk out at the right point covering. 15 seconds in regulation. Tkachuk, Reinhart near circle. Reinhart in the circle. Shot, and it's fought off by Anderson. Barkov right circle. Down to the goal line. Tkachuk in front of shot. He scores! He scores! He scores! Matthew Tkachuk, a power play goal! It's 4-3 Panthers with 4.3 seconds to go in regulation time. The Panthers take a 4-3 lead in the waning seconds.
And that goal by Matthew Tkachuk, his third of the series as far as the game winner, his fourth of the series overall, but his third game-winning goal, power play goal, 19:55 to the third period, his ninth of the postseason. Alexander Barkov and Sam Reinhart with the assist. So Barkov back tonight after he left game three early. He had two assists. And the Panthers hold on for the 4-3 win over a Carolina Hurricanes team that won the Metro. Very well coached by Rod Brind'Amour. Very feisty team, but they just couldn't get over the hump. Panthers win all four games by one goal apiece. Sergei Bobrovsky, 36 saves on 39 shots inside the Panthers' net, while Frederik Andersen, 20 saves on 24 shots for the Carolina Hurricanes. And the Panthers pull off the first sweep in franchise history, amazingly. And they're able to do it here in the Eastern Conference Final. Second Stanley Cup Final appearance, 1996. They lost in four games to the Colorado Avalanche. But the Panthers looking for their first Stanley Cup title. And we'll see if they can get it against either Vegas or Dallas coming up in the next round. Coming up, we'll have sound from the locker room. Also, we have the JetBlue Out-of-Town scoreboard. As we continue the celebration, the Panthers a 4-3 win over the Carolina Hurricanes to pull off the four-game sweep and win the Eastern Conference Championship. And the Panthers headed to the Stanley Cup Final. Panthers 4, the Hurricanes 3, right here. You're listening to the Cats Recap Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Cats Recap Show continues. Kevin Rogers, Doug Plagans with you. Panthers headed to the Stanley Cup Final. That is not a joke. It's real life. Panthers sweep the Carolina Hurricanes 4-0. Matthew Tkachuk, the game-winning goal in the final seconds of regulation. Panthers beat the Hurricanes 4-3 as the Panthers advancing to the Stanley Cup Final against an opponent we don't know yet, even though the Vegas Golden Knights up 3-0 over the Dallas Stars. Game 4 of that series tomorrow. So let's just say it now. The JetBlue out-of-town scoreboard, JetBlue, the official airline of the Florida Panthers, and the Golden Knights will try to pull off the sweep of the Stars tomorrow, Western Conference Final, Game 4 in Dallas, and Vegas up 3-0. They won the first two at home in overtime. They blew out Dallas in Game 3, and we'll see if the Panthers will hook up with the Golden Knights, potentially, in the Stanley Cup Final. Again, Vegas got to win one more game, but right now, Vegas on the doorstep of their second Stanley Cup Final appearance in their very long history of, 5 years? And they made it their first year, so we'll see what happens. But the Panthers, they have punched their ticket in to the Stanley Cup Final. As we continue the Cats Recap Show with Doug Plagans, he is at FLA Live Arena. And just an amazing thing, Doug, I was there in 1996, seeing Billy Lindsay and the rest of the Panthers make it all the way to the Stanley Cup Final. And now they do it again. They do it again in different circumstances, but still a fun ride, though, Doug.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, Kevin. And you and I have worked a ton of games here together, and you're a South Florida native. You've watched every team in this town play a lot over the course of your life. And I was going to ask you about that because I know that you, as a fan, you and your dad went to a lot of games during that 1996 playoff run. But to put it in kind of historical context, historical perspective, this team, this particular group, already at this point, I think safe to say that they've etched themselves into the South Florida sports lore with the combination of what the team's accomplished, the way the team's accomplished it, and Kevin, with the individuals that they've got here as well, who've put up some great runs, again, from an individual perspective. But and I think we saw it with the over 20,000 who've been on hand for all these playoff games, Kevin. I think this team has done their part in putting themselves into the history books as far as South Florida sports is concerned, haven't they?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They have, and just to the comparison between 1996 and 2023, that 1996, I mean, we've worked with Billy for years, and he would tell you it's a feisty team. This wasn't a number one seed at all, and they were able to knock off some big dogs, the Flyers, Rod Brindamore, who we saw tonight on the Carolina side. He was on that Flyer team with Eric Lindros and John LeClaire. But then they beat Pittsburgh in the second round, or in the third round, rather, excuse me, in the conference finals with Lemieux and Yager. And unfortunately, they ran into a tough Colorado team who was, an excellent team. But the expectations were a little different there. It was kind of like a Cinderella story. This team, this Panther team in 2022-2023, in spite of being an 8th seed, wild card 2, whatever you want to call it, this is not a Cinderella story with them, that they are a year removed from winning the President's Trophy. Things didn't work out. The run didn't work out the way they wanted to. They made some changes. Paul Maurice comes in. And look, the job he's done is, I feel, is very understated because, he came in and some adjustments, things like that. it's worked. They just let it play out, and that happened. And look, Matthew Tkachuk, just the addition of him to this team before tonight even, you say it's unbelievable. I said it was the best trade they've ever made in franchise history. But adding him with Barkov, with Verhaeghe, they get Bennett, they get Reinhart, you know, they draft Ekblad, they get Montour, they sign Bobrovsky, so many other names that I didn't even mention. They get Duclair, they get all these other guys. And yet people look at this team as, oh, they pull off these upsets. Yeah, they upset Boston. Yeah, that's an upset. They won 65 games the regular season. But I don't think they upset Toronto. I don't think they upset Carolina. They're more on the same level of those teams. So just what they've done is, and you know what, too? Getting to the Stanley Cup Final, regardless of Vegas or Dallas, this is more even than it was in 96. Colorado was the best team in the NHL. That was a tough series.
Oh, they were loaded with Hall of Famers.
Yeah. And you saw what they beat Detroit in the playoffs. I mean, you follow the Red Wings for a long time. Like, that Colorado team, that's an elite team. And unfortunately, the Panthers kind of ran out of gas there, and they're playing Sakic and Forsberg and Patrick Waugh. But this time around, this is a little more even, whoever the Panthers play in the West. Both very good teams, Vegas and Dallas. But this is not going to be like it was as one-sided there. So the Panthers do have a realistic shot to win this whole thing.
No question about it, Kevin Rogers. I can speak. You, Billy, and Billy will be back with us the rest of the way and all the way through the Stanley Cup Final as well. He was on assignment with NHL Network tonight, and I'm sure he might be on NHL Network right now if we flip on our television. But, again, he'll be with us the rest of the way. But I can say working these games with you, with Billy, Robert Grieper's here right now. Manny Chang is working his way through the humanity and the celebration in the locker room. We've actually got some sound queued up here from Ryan Lomberg that Manny was able to get us from downstairs here. So, again, working these games every night, and Danny Garcia back in the studio making sure this stuff goes to the air as Manny sends it along. It's been an honor to work all these games with you and to be able to move on to the Stanley Cup Final now and watch the Panthers compete for the game's biggest prize. It's truly a thrill and an honor, and I know we look forward to the Stanley Cup Final. Kevin, once again, thanks for great work tonight, as always, sir.
And, Doug, I'm very happy for you that you get to call a Stanley Cup Final. So I'm very happy that you get that opportunity, and it's just great for you. So thank you very much, and I'll talk to you for the Stanley Cup Final.
We will all be there. Thank you very much, Kevin. And, again, working with this crew and again, working with this team and calling the games for all of you tuned in out there, all the great Panthers fans in and beyond South Florida. We thank you very much, and it means the world to be able to go through all this with all of you as well. Well, we've got some sound queued up from down in the locker room. I know a lot of you folks are on whether it's 595 or 95 or the Sawgrass Expressway or I-75 or Alligator Alley or wherever you're going right now. The Turnpike, did I already say that? Wherever you're going right now. Or if you're just driving around the streets right now. Maybe you don't have to get on a highway. Lucky you. You don't have to get on a highway to get home from the arena. You might already be home. You're probably sitting in your driveway then, if that's the case. I know there are some of you out there who do, and we thank you very much for it. Let's get some sound from the locker room. Manny Chang sent this along. He was just downstairs as Ryan Lomberg was speaking to the media.
Yeah, it's nice, no doubt. You know, we worked hard all year, you know, to put ourselves in this position, and, you know, obviously tremendously proud of all the guys. Truly team effort.
Oh, Bob's performance, man, throughout this entire playoffs, but tonight, ridiculous. I mean, the dude is a brick wall.
Yeah, you know, you can't say enough good things about him. Obviously, it's kind of been the story all, you know, playoff run long is you know, how hard he works, how dedicated he is. And, you know, for us in this locker room, you know, there's really no surprise that he's getting the payoff that he is.
Nobody gave you guys a chance, and now that you win, but you sweep the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah, you know, obviously it's not easy. You know, they have a great coach, great team, you know, but again, tremendously proud of the group.
Bobby, can you walk us through your goal and just what it felt like to celebrate with that crowd and everything? It looked like you were really
happy. Yeah, it was awesome. You know, obviously very thankful for you know, all the fans being as loud as they were. You know, it's just kind of the MO of our line, keeping it simple, trip a puck and you know, make a play down low and you know, obviously thankful for it.
Chuck has been that guy for you guys all playoffs. Just what was the reaction like on the bench after you saw that one go in?
Yeah, I think Chucky is that guy, so no surprise, but you know, obviously Thrilled to see it go in. The place was pretty electric.
As far as hockey moments go for you, just the feeling that you had when that goal went in with 4 seconds left, can you just describe that?
Yeah, tough to describe. Pretty cool for sure. You know, we're going to enjoy it tonight. And then same story, you know, recover and you know, come back ready to work.
Is there anyone more clutch than Tkachuk?
I don't think so. No, can't find him.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Ryan Lomberg downstairs talking to the media moments ago, thanks to our own Manny Chang, and he's been hard at work. He's sending more up there. And Danny Garcia, I already lost track. We got Aaron Ekblad now. Is that that is accurate? Let's go to that. We've got Aaron Ekblad from our friend from our flagship home 560 WQAM, Matt Wilson, sent this one along. Here's Aaron Ekblad talking to the media downstairs.
Yeah, for some of the bench, you're about as confident as you can be with that group. I mean, they've been doing it. They've been doing a great job all series, making adjustments and finding a way to get it done. Obviously, it was kind of tough early on. And, that's what a series is all about, making adjustments.
What was it like, just, you know, for you? What was your reaction, you know, what went through your head when Chucky scored the goal in?
Just pure happiness. Rubbing beards with Mark Stahl. That's what we've been doing all series, so it's been fun.
Heck, obviously, there's another trophy you want, but just how long you've been here to see that trophy out there, Barkey carrying it off the ice, just what was going through, kind of the emotions for you?
Yeah, it's a cool feeling. There's no doubt about it, obviously. Eastern Conference champions, it's really cool. No doubt about it, but, you know, at the end of the day, we have our eyes on something different. It's a great opportunity, a chance to do it right. So it's, what a cool feeling.
And anyone talked about touching the trophy as well?
Not to my knowledge. We just talked about it when we were out there during the game.
You went 11 of 12. Was this in your mind at all at any point in this run of we're just going to keep winning and not lose basically again?
Yeah, no. the message is always, you know, just play for the next day. Play that day. Live in the moment. We battled for so long now that it's kind of second nature for us to play the right way.
Now that you can like really look back on it, January, you guys are 9 points out. Could you actually picture this?
No, simply you couldn't. Yeah. It's hard, man. The ebbs and flows of a hockey season are much harder on us than it is anybody else, right? You know, it's the ups and downs, the injuries, the sadness that you can get from the sport is unexplainable. So to have a chance and an opportunity like this, and to have that feeling, is just really cool.
When the final buzzer went and you saw the grass come down, the crowd going crazy, you've been here a long time. Just how was the emotion on your level, just seeing all that from the crowd?
That's just, I can't even explain. It's great. It's awesome. We love it.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for next week.
So Aaron Ekblad there downstairs, and we've got more coming your way from downstairs. So we have Carter Verhaeghe queued up now as he spoke to the media downstairs. And again, big credit to our guys down there, Manny Chang and Matt Wilson, working their way through the humanity and the celebration in the locker room to make sure that we got as close as we could to all the proceedings that were taking place. Here's Carter Verhaeghe's media availability downstairs.
Start of January, nobody would have believed it if somebody would have said that Florida Panthers is going to play in the Stanley Cup Finals. So it's been...
Would you believe it?
I mean, we all want to get there, but I would say I believe, but maybe not like truly, you know. We're in a bad spot. It was a long way to get to this moment. So you don't think too much. You just like go day by day, game by game. And you don't like, you have dreams, but you have small goals. Every week you want to win, every game you want to win. So yeah, if somebody would have said in start of January that we're gonna be here, that would have been crazy to hear.
It's your second season and you're going to go to Stanley Cup Final. Is the excitement level getting to you right now after this game?
Yeah, I mean, I just tried to stay focused at the moment. I didn't want to think too far, but I mean, that's something we all dream about. Me waking up as a little boy in Finland at 3 a.m. just to watch the Stanley Cup Finals, you know? So it's a big thing. It's something you dream of since you started to play hockey. And it's even bigger here in America than back in Europe and Finland, but I started to realize where we are now.
What does it mean to you to see Barkov gets to carry that trophy off too, as a fellow Finn, someone who I'm sure grew up watching him a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the nicest thing to see. I know him very well. We've been talking a lot since I came last year here. I've heard all the ups and downs he has had here, the team organization had. But I'm really happy that the last 2 years we're able to take steps to the right direction. And of course, he's captain from the same country as me. Seeing him and try to follow his lead, that's amazing to do.
What was it like on the bench at the end? The goal there?
Yeah, like... I mean, we all walking with 4 seconds and we're just like so fired up. But a little nervous about the replay that the refs did, but yeah, I mean, unbelievable feeling.
You kind of see it developing too, right? Like he got it and was like, oh, he's gonna score.
Yeah, I saw it was chalky, so I was waiting for to go in.
Sweeping is one thing, but to win like that, I mean, that's just gotta be a hockey moment forever, right?
Yeah, we didn't think about like sweeping. We just went every game to play the game. We gave everything. And yeah, I mean, 2 overtime wins, today almost an overtime win, so like, it's not easy games, it's not easy to win, but I'm really happy about how the team was able to battle tight games and turn them into wins.
I know you guys are enjoying this moment right now, but when you think about
the next... Downstairs in the locker room, I know we said that was Carter Verhaeghe, our apologies, that was our friend Anton Lundell downstairs in the dressing room, as a matter of fact. We're trying to get you all this as quickly as we can, and I know we all want to hear from as many guys as we can, so we're just getting it on the air. Hey, everybody's happy, and we want to hear what everybody has to say. That was Anton Lundell downstairs in the dressing room. Danny Garcia tells me back in the studio we've got Anthony Duclair ready to go. Let's hear how he reacted to this big win tonight.
Yeah, it's obviously a dream come true, not only for myself, but for a lot of guys in this room. And, you know, job's not done, obviously, but we've got time to take the time tonight to enjoy this. And, you know, obviously this doesn't come around too often. So, you know, just super proud of everybody. You know, since training camp, everybody's just bought in. You know, not many people have, you know, taken us to be this far. And only this guy's in the locker room, I believe, since day one.
Speaking of time. 4 seconds left. Chucky comes up with that unbelievable goal to send you guys to the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, that was just wild.
Yeah, I mean, big-time player, make big-time plays. That's he's been a leader since game one, since that first game in Long Island. You can just see it. He was pumped to be here, and, you know, he's carried the whole team with him. So, you know, super proud of him, super happy, and, you know, what a clutch player
Anything
he's
else,
been
Danny,
all series.
And
Bobby was on another level today. I mean, all series, all playoffs. I mean, just talk about Bob's performance.
Yeah, I mean, since he's come in, I mean, since round one, he's been so solid, so calm back there, and, you know, that gives us so much confidence playing in front of him, and, you know, we're going to make mistakes, and, you know, he's there to bail us out, so, you know, I think it was 2 or 3, you know, goals against, you know, past 8 games, so he's been rock solid, and, like I said, he's been a rock back there.
You were in a very good place physically 12 months ago. Just everyone's got their journey to get to the Stanley Cup Final, but you went through an awful lot to get on the ice this season. What's this moment mean, given where you were a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, I started training camp on a scooter on one leg, and if you told me I'd be in this position right now, I probably wouldn't believe you. But yeah, a lot of hard work, a lot of sacrifice. You know, only these guys in the locker room know what I've been through, and you know, just the support I got from everyone, you know, fans as well. You know, it's been unbelievable, and I'm just happy to be here. Just blessed to be in this position, and just to, you know, and to help the team, you know, any way I can.
Goals have been at a premium basically this whole series. So when you scored less than a minute into the game, how much did that help the team, give you guys confidence, kind of get you guys fired up?
Yeah, for sure. It's it's a huge confidence booster when you're up ahead, especially early on. And you know, you got the, you know, the goal legs, as we call it. You keep going, and you just want to build confidence. And then, you know, Chucky put one in there, and right after. And you know, obviously we weren't expecting Carolina to fold there. We were expecting them to come hard, and they did. You know, they came right to the end. So you know, credit to them. But you know, again, our whole team stepped up tonight.
57 seconds left. You guys get a power play. Given the way these games have tended to end for you guys, are you feeling pretty certain you're going to score there?
Yeah, I mean, our first unit there has been rock solid this series. And I've come clutch in key moments. So, you know, again, very confident when those guys, you know, hopped on the ice there last minute, and you could just sense it from the bench, and you know it was coming.
I mean,
So Anthony Duclair downstairs in the dressing room. We may have one more coming your way. We'll stand by here and see. But in the meantime, folks, enjoy this one. We don't have any times and dates or even an opponent yet for the Stanley Cup Final. Hey, if you're a Panthers fan, you should be rooting for the Dallas Stars to at least extend that Western Conference Final by a game or two, and just maybe throw a little bit more wear and tear on the Vegas Golden Knights if that's going to be the winner of that series. Of course, they are up 3-0. History's on their side. We all know all that. But, hey, if the Dallas Stars can get a win or two or three and just push that thing out as long as possible, that could benefit the Panthers moving ahead. But, again, the Panthers get it done in the most dramatic of regulation fashions tonight. Inside the final 5 seconds, Matthew Tkachuk, second of the game, a 4-3 Panthers win. It was a power play goal. Jordan Staal was in the box. Remember, he tripped Gus Forsling late in the game, and that put him in the box. So Matthew Tkachuk coming through with the last shot, if you will. And he gets it done tonight. So Panthers take care of this one, 4-3 the final. They sweep the Eastern Conference Final 4-0. And it looks like that's going to be it for our locker room sound. But hope everybody enjoyed that. Trying to bring you as close to the locker room experience as we can while you're driving home tonight or while you're out and about here this evening. The Panthers in overtime. Or I should say not in overtime, a game that was on the verge of going to overtime. They get it done before overtime, 4-3. And it's Matthew Tkachuk who scored overtime winners in games 1 and 2, and gets one that may as well have been an overtime goal coming in the final 5 seconds. There wasn't really any time for Carolina after that to get anything going. So 4-3, the Panthers take care of business. They sweep the Eastern Conference Final, and the Panthers, folks, yes, the Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup Final. So that's where things are right now. And that's going to do it for us tonight. I want to thank all of you who tuned in this evening. I think I broke my phone charger, guys. I need to go to Walmart tomorrow. I think this thing did not survive the conference final. It's this going to have to replace. Got to get a new one for the cup final. I can't have my phone battery die during the Stanley Cup final. The Panthers take care of business here in game 4. 4-3 is the final tonight. They sweep the conference final. And they take care of the Carolina Hurricanes. Kevin mentioned it too. Boston in round 1, Toronto in round 2, Carolina in round 3. There is no easy road in the playoffs, but the Panthers on the way to the Stanley Cup final knocked out 3 legitimate heavyweights, 3 contenders, 3 teams that came into the season and then came into the playoffs expecting to have a chance to win the Stanley Cup. None of them are going to, because the Florida Panthers here in 2023 had other ideas. So we await further information on the Stanley Cup final. Lots to be determined before, obviously, a schedule can come out. We need to see that Western Conference Series end before any of that can take place. But, again, enjoy this one, everybody. I know we are. 4-3, the Panthers get it done in regulation tonight, and they move on to the Stanley Cup final. And there was a time, you know, once upon a time, I like to go back to this. There was a time when 16 out of 21 teams made the playoffs in the National Hockey League. And if you were the last team in, if you were the 16th best team in a league of 21, you were probably getting rolled in the first round. We're talking back in the 80s. You were going to probably play the Oilers or the Islanders, and it was probably not going to go very well. But in today's NHL, 16 out of 32 get in. There are a handful of teams every year that miss the playoffs on the fringes that are probably capable of winning a round or two in the playoffs. You can't fake your way into the Stanley Cup playoffs anymore. If you get in, and I know the Boston Bruins won 65 games, had a historic regular season, the Panthers got in by a point in the final week. I understand that. But I think nowadays, in a salary cap era where the talent is so spread out, and every team has elite skill, once you get in, the gap between, say, the first and 16th teams in the playoffs in a given year is just not that wide. and I know the Panthers were the second wild card in the Eastern Conference, but during the regular season, they were tough on the Bruins. They bounced the Bruins in round one. They got by the Leafs in round two, and now they take care of the Carolina Hurricanes in the conference final. On to the Stanley Cup final. We'll talk to you for the Stanley Cup final, obviously. We'll have it all for you. Billy and I will be along for all the Stanley Cup final coming up. 4-3, the Panthers get it done. In the meantime, everybody, enjoy this one. The second Eastern Conference championship in Panthers history. On their way to the Stanley Cup final for the second time in team history. I don't even think I have to tell you to have a good weekend, because I think that's going to be a given here for all of you at this point in time. For our entire outstanding crew, first I want to thank everybody who tuned in. Again, when you listen on a radio, phone, a computer, in the car, on the way home, you were here with us in person tonight. We thank you very much. We hope to see you again very soon. Want to thank our entire outstanding crew, our on-site engineer here, Robert Grieper, again, for a job well done. Danny Garcia back at Studio Control. Bridget Sullivan is our traffic manager. Manny Chang for hustling down there, along with Matt Wilson, getting sound from the dressing room for us to get on the air for you during a victorious edition of the Cats Recap Show. And Kevin Rogers and Billy Lindsay was on assignment with NHL Network tonight, but he's going to be back along for the final. And if you have had a chance... Watch Billy Lindsay's reaction on NHL Network. It's on Twitter right now. You'll be able to find it. NHL Network shared it. But to see the raw emotion, you see just how deep his passion for this franchise runs. And he's going to be along with us for the Stanley Cup final, of course. Again, he was on assignment with NHL Network tonight, but he'll be back with us in the fold for the Stanley Cup playoffs for the Stanley Cup final in its entirety. And again, once again, big thanks to all of you who tuned in tonight. We thank you very much for being on board with us. Keep tuned in to FloridaPanthers.com for all the Stanley Cup Finals information. Playoff Central, FloridaPanthers.com/Playoff Central. If you're driving home, should throw this out for you one more time. If you missed it during the frenzy of the celebration when things were ending back in our first segment, the Panthers punched their ticket to the Stanley Cup Final. Pre-sale ticket access. You can sign up now, FloridaPanthers.com/Stanley Cup. FloridaPanthers.com/Stanley Cup. Secure your spot to be a part of history as the Cats make their second trip to the Stanley Cup Final. So do that. In the meantime, that's it for us. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Once more, your final score. The Panthers sweep the Eastern Conference Final. Dramatics for Matthew Tkachuk. A 4-3 win in regulation. The Panthers sweep the Carolina Hurricanes, and they move on to the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers are Eastern Conference champions in 2023. That's it for us. Thanks for being with us tonight. I'm Doug Plagans for our entire outstanding crew again. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Good night, everybody.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.